Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
I went and shot a tournament in Metropolis.
What?
I didn't see no tall buildings that Superman jumped over in a single bound.
I did.
Where's Metropolis?
Illinois.
Oh, I got a good one for you, Godwin.
What's that?
I've been using it a lot lately. What do you call a field full of sleeping cows?
A field full of sleeping cows.
I ask my kids this every night.
A bulldozer?
Nope, it's past your bedtime.
Well, look, the other day, I was fishing.
I say it every night now.
If y'all hadn't realized it, we're back.
We're back, baby.
I was fishing the other day.
He was fishing.
At Narbonne.
At Narbonne. Lake or bayou?
Lake.
Oh, okay.
That was a fine question.
That bait I bought from the honey hole.
Yeah, boy. Okay.
It got hung up.
Well,
gotta
buy another.
Can I come back for a rebate?
Here we go.
Not a refund, but a rebate.
That's right.
No, not a refund.
For you, rebate. Godwin. No.
Rebate, baby.
Oh, no.
For you, Godwin, we charge you double.
They're guaranteed in some ways.
Winter's here, man.
Well, it's cold outside.
It's cold, man.
It felt good.
And it ain't duck season.
What'd you do this weekend with it being all cold?
I'll give you one guess.
Fed babies?
Yeah.
Snuggled
How many
up?
Diapers have you changed?
I give up.
He gave up.
You quit counting.
Yeah. I mean, there's no reason to count.
Well, you'd beat me anyway. You got times two.
Yeah. This ain't a contest. Yeah. It's a bunch of them, though.
More than one.
Yeah. I only had a few failures. I'm pretty proud of that.
Failures?
Yeah, where they leak.
Ah.
Like, you know. Okay. It happens.
Eventually, you got to duct tape them on because they start tearing them off.
Yeah.
That's always a fun day.
I just let them run around naked.
There you go.
That's the best.
Let it fly, boys.
Hey, freedom, boys.
They're still cute at this age. We'll work on this by the time y'all get about seven. Make sure that this is all right.
By then, it's too late.
Oh, that's when they really
you
start.
Learn to get off
underwear
on
at all.
You've been so free for that long. Hey, you don't want to wear clothes. Trust me.
He knows.
I know. Hey, I fought it.
What did you say, guy?
Society said, hey,
you learn to
on.
Get off center when you take that diaper off.
They ain't too bad about peeing on you. Yeah.
They'll pee on you.
Oh, I mean, they will.
Like in big old brim.
Like that day, I thought we was good and everything, so I walked away from him while I was getting something. I think I was getting some more butt cream or something. And when I come back, there was just a stream headed towards a wall. I said, well, okay then. I'll clean it up off the floor.
That's it, boy.
I mean, it just... I live to be able to arch one like that anymore.
I know. Ain't got it in them no more, boy.
Them days long behind me.
Long behind.
What about you, Si?
Yep, I gone.
That prostate don't work like it used to, does it?
No.
Okay, boys.
Oh, man. It is funny, though. I was just looking. I was like, when I walked back around the corner, I said, good grief. He just strapped into that changing table. And
it looked like one of them ships at sea. Help put out fires.
Yeah.
Fire boats.
So leave it up there long.
Like I was watching Captain
Phillips.
There'll
be a rainbow behind it, boys. Leave it up there long.
Oh, man.
A rainbow.
It was something else. But, yeah, no, that's it. Just hanging out inside.
Season open Saturday. How's that going to go?
Oh, I'm going duck hunting.
Oh, he's going duck hunting.
There's one.
I'm
rule.
Going duck hunting Saturday. I'm not saying I'm going Sunday, but I'm going Saturday.
Saturday, I'll be there.
Saturday, yeah. I'll be there.
He'll be there.
I got some.
The next Saturday, he'll be there.
I got new obsessions with ducks, and it's trail cameras for ducks. I'm having fun with this, figuring this out.
Trail cameras for ducks.
Yeah, I can't go scout like I used to, so I just. I spent a day and went and put cameras out everywhere I wanted to know if there were ducks.
But if they don't fly closer, does it catch them?
Well, see, that's the beauty about knowing where to hunt.
Yeah.
You can get it pretty close.
Yeah.
I got one spot.
It's like deer hunting.
That got a few of them in it.
If deer stands close to the water, you're deer hunting, and you're talking about,
No, I don't deer hunt close to water. That corn pile gets a little gray area then. So.
I got a deer stand, the water comes up, I can't help it.
Huh?
Again, gray area. That's why I stay away from it.
Hey, no, it ain't. It's black and white, baby. The river rises, I can't help it.
Yeah. Oh,
man. Talk to the Almighty about that. He's one that fills it up.
Right. I will say, I was hanging Christmas lights this week, Kim.
Oh, I bet that's cold.
Everybody
it was cold on my hands.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I had to take a break at one point, which right now we got Christmas lights on the house. I finished that, but there's still pumpkins at the front door, so I haven't turned the Christmas lights on because I feel stupid.
Pumpkins
but,
at the let her fly, door. Son.
We're celebrating both at the same time.
What you
them pumpkins
to
will be
wife,
rotten for long.
Tell
I'm
your
gonna
wife,
let the, I'm gonna let the neighbors decorate
into pumpkin bread.
They're like they're. I don't
and
know that you can eat these pumpkins. They're like weird. They're fancy.
They're the little hard ones.
I don't know what they're. They're weird shaped.
Plastic.
Weird shaped boys.
Pumpkin's overrated. He was made for decoration.
Yeah.
Or pumpkin bread.
Or pie.
Mm-mm.
Or pie.
No, just take whatever you're going to put the pumpkin in and put a banana in it.
Pumpkin
bread is way better.
Especially when you put a bunch of walnuts in it.
Okay, we need to discuss what Martin. So would you rather have pumpkin bread or banana bread?
Either one will do.
I'd rather have banana or zucchini. Those are my two favorite types of.
I want
an
18-wheeler truckload full of bread. Any bread, just bread.
Oh, bread. Sorry, guy.
I did eat a sandwich the other day. I eat a sandwich. I get that 45-calorie bread, 45. Wheat bread, all grain.
Yeah, the keto-friendly one.
Yeah.
It ain't same,
wrong.
Is it?
Ain't nothing wrong with wheat bread.
It's kind of a slobber stopper.
It ain't sourdough.
It ain't
but
sour.
It ain't bad.
No, if that's all you can have.
Oh, hey, it's healthy.
I know.
It. He knows.
We're just trying to keep you here longer, old buddy.
He knows. He said.
I went.
You look good.
And well, thank you.
For real. For real. It. Yeah.
I eat egg witches.
Oh yeah.
In egg the morning, the bread part, the biscuit part, is made out of egg white.
Oh.
And turkey sausage and cheese.
I say I'd be in on that.
That's good.
That don't sound bad.
Well, let me tell you what happened.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Here's the bad side of it.
This is every morning till Saturday.
Uh-oh.
Paula even mentioned it this morning. She's mad. Duck season starting.
Oh.
I get up. I turn the coffee pot on. I got one of them fancy, you know, it does all that mess.
Oh, yeah.
And I turn it on, and I make Miss Paula a cup of coffee. She likes that cream stuff in it. I put it on there. You know, it
make it frothy.
Fluffs it all up.
Fluff it up.
And I go, and I set it on the desk in the bedroom hard.
And that's her clue.
That's her clue to get up out of bed.
That's her clue. Get your butt up out of bed.
Then I go start my cup of coffee.
You got the in it?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I'm just
checking.
All espresso, you can get in it.
Okay, all right.
And I put that egg which in the microwave for a minute, 25 seconds. Wrap
that's
it
too
up.
Hot. That's
paper
too hot.
Towel. No, that's perfect.
That is hot.
And
that's too hot. 125, you'll burn your lift on that. You must let it sit for a while.
He's talking about the egg which.
Well, I know it.
Anything in a microwave for that long is dangerous.
Well, it started out frozen.
It's frozen. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Maybe.
Jimmy Dean don't ship them unfrozen.
You bunch of rookies.
Come on now. Stay with us.
Jimmy Dean is making this.
So I open.
Oh, hey, you done went high class here. You and I cotton, son.
I get, yeah.
Hey.
So I open the microwave.
Yep. Let all the cloud go out, the steam.
No.
Oh, okay.
There was a plate already in there. And it was a big old plate of chocolate chip cookies.
So it's melted.
They were probably gooey on the inside, too.
Yeah.
That Johanna had built.
You threw them away, right?
And just put them in the microwave?
So I had to set them there on the stove and put my egg witch in there and just look at them. I did smell them, though. I wanted to eat one of them.
He wanted to eat so bad.
So they're
you know what I want to do right now? I want, you know, that them chocolate chip cookies comes in that log.
Uh-huh.
I just want to tear the wrapper off and get some one of them big dishes of Cool Whip.
Uh-oh.
And just
praise the Lord.
Dip it in there.
And eat the whole
log. The whole log. Well, about four of them.
Yep.
About four of them a day.
Four logs?
Yeah. Till I get so full I can't walk.
See, which you might want to look into.
With a big old glass of milk.
It's like one cookie. And
that'd be pretty awesome.
Well, we're going to continue this right after a break. How about that?
All right. Works for me.
Well, hey, it's time for a break, boys.
Hey, I was wondering. I didn't know if we were going to pull through.
No, we got to take a break.
I got big news, Martin.
I ain't reading this.
Martin, I have big news.
I know what the news is, and I'm still bitter.
We're not on this.
I know we're not on. Look,
we were not nominated for a Clove Award as expected.
And
Sadie was.
They got one beard on the whole thing.
And I don't. Well, that's good. I said this to my wife and said we weren't nominated, and she said, "Oh, I listened to three of those."
For real?
And I said, "Do you listen to ours?" And she said, "No."
No. Well, good thing.
But she listens to Sadie.
We are team players at the end of the day, no matter how bad our feelings are hurt. And so we think that you should go vote at klovefanawards.com for Sadie, and whoa, that's good. Then you scroll on to the movie category.
Then you go and vote.
Film Impact, The Blind is nominated, Martin.
Okay. So I guess technically Cy could win because there was a lot of the movie about Cy and The Blind. So, yeah, be sure to vote for The Blind while you're there as well on klovefanawards.com.
That's it.
You're not on the cover or the back of the thing, Cy, but...
I ain't worried about it.
You are still my favorite part of the movie.
I ain't worried about it.
Okay. If you love Cy Robertson, go vote.
That's it.
Voting ends May 24th at 6 p.m. Central. All you have to do is go to klovefanawards.com to vote for The Blind. And whoa, that's good. That's klovefanawards.com.
Boy, that'd be good.
You need you one of them big boppers.
What's a big bopper?
A case of them.
Yeah, that's, you don't know what a big bopper is?
That's that big old ice cream with the cookie around the top.
Yeah, it's a cookie on each side of it.
It's an ice cream sandwich
made out of chocolate chip cookies.
And it's called a Big Bopper?
Yeah, you can get them in Sundance.
This is news to me.
You get them here, too, but they don't taste the same.
Hey, that's news to me, too, Jay.
Who makes it?
Blue Bunny.
Nestle Toilette?
Or something, yeah, I don't know. Big Bopper, man.
Oh, that is a deer hunting.
Oh, yeah, I've had those.
That is a deer hunting treat.
That's deer hunting snack.
Ain't beat.
That is what I eat, not on day one, not on day two. But if we get to day three, when I'm hunting in Wyoming, that's my rally snack.
Oh, I don't wait that long.
He's good.
There he is right there.
We should be sponsored by ice cream.
Hey, look.
Not like a brand, but just ice cream in general.
Here's the other thing. If you get really lucky, they have the great Big Bopper.
Great Big Bopper.
Double it.
Double.
It's like the giant Christmas tree cake. You know, you got regulation Christmas tree cake, and then you got that big one.
I will say we've been getting emails in about Christmas tree cakes.
Oh, I've been on them.
And they said, Godwin, stay strong. But you're allowed to have one, right?
I'll feed you one.
Boy, that'd be good for my A1C.
Hey, that's good for
my A1C. Zarelto. Oh, sorry. Never mind. Sorry, that's the only thing I know about A1C. Yeah, I watch a lot of old people TV. They advertise all that mess.
Good.
You have type 2 diabetes. You can lower your A1C with Xarelto. Sorry.
I didn't even know what A1C is.
Let me tell you what that is. That's 3 a.m. bottle feedings, and there ain't nothing on TV but infomercials about prescription drugs. And if you're up at 3 a.m. worried about prescription drugs, I'm sorry.
Sleep might be the best medicine.
Yeah,
you been ordering anything?
No, I ain't ordered. No, I did.
But wait,
I did see something really cool though. Like
they
make, you know, so we swaddle them babies still. They ain't rolling over. They make an adult swaddle.
Oh,
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, It's called like the Hug Me or something like that. I don't know. It's an adult swaddle.
One moment, please.
That you get in, and it's even got a hole. If your feet get hot, you can stick your feet out of it.
The sleep pod? Hug sleep?
Hug sleep. Something hug like sleep. That, I think. Uh-oh. It's got hug in it. I know that.
Oh,
man. I need to get Miss Paula one of them.
Oh, look at that thing.
It's an adult swaddle.
Yeah.
I need one for two.
Yeah. For two?
Yeah.
That'd be a burrito. Yeah, that ain't a swaddle no more.
Yeah, you're talking about showing enough sandwich now.
Yeah.
Sleep pod? I don't know that I like this, actually.
Wow. I don't know. It just looked neat.
Oh, I move a lot in my sleep. I'm a...
I don't.
It wasn't last long.
I'm like a corpse when I sleep. Pretty much however I fall asleep is how I wake up.
Do you curl up in a ball?
No. No. Flat as a rock on my back. Gone. Head tilted one side or the other.
That's it.
Yep.
How do you sleep, Si? Besides sound.
All over.
All over?
I'm serious.
Every time I've ever all seen over. You asleep.
Si moves bed. A lot because he pees a lot.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Look, I'm telling you, the bed is a total disaster.
Well, that's
when I get up in the morning.
He must be depressed. That's what you do for depression, drink a lot of water.
Oh, I ain't depressed.
It'll give you a reason to get out of bed.
No, I ain't depressed. I just like a lot of tea and lemon. This boy don't get depressed. I get even.
What is it?
Give you a reason.
That's it. I don't get depressed.
That's one of your better ones. It wasn't even one there.
Well, no, I'm serious.
I think it was one.
No, I mean, I know it was one, but it wasn't like, wasn't a stop this for this question. That was just mentioning in passing conversation.
I didn't see it coming, though.
It gives you a reason to get out of bed.
I can't bless sleep you. Without my hands over my head. Like, I lay on my back and I got to have my hands.
You sound like my son.
Yeah.
He in that hands up swaddle.
Uh-huh.
Jackson, the arms up, look like a little starfish. He got them things up there like this.
The roof.
Yeah.
I sleep just like on my
sleep
back.
Sleep habits are weird.
Hands up.
Huh?
Sleep habits are weird.
They should study yours.
He puts his hands in the air like he don't care.
Yeah.
For the future of the human race,
well,
they need to study you.
The thing that got me when we did the sleep apathy test.
Say that again. 10 times.
Apnea. No.
Yeah, the sleep acne.
The sleep apathy test.
Apathy.
Just doesn't care about it.
Yeah.
Is that right? Or
no,
how many times did you
quit breathing? They try to make sure you ain't quitting breathing while you sleep.
Oh, yep. I do.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's why you got a CPAP machine.
Quit breathing while you're sleeping?
No.
That's why you got that's why him and Godwin got them Darth Vader masks.
No. Mm-hmm. Then it was this deal here. My wife just like that.
Ow!
Sometimes she does that, pinches me. What are you doing? She's I'm just checking. You wasn't breathing.
Yep, that's right.
The thud you heard was my back, ladies and gentlemen.
Quit breathing.
But hey, you wouldn't believe the number of times you quit breathing.
What?
Oh no, they did it over a night, and said, well, out of like a 4-hour period, you stopped breathing like 128 times.
You did?
Yeah. And I said, well,
that's
must not.
That's deep sleep.
Well, no. I said, I must not need to breathe very often then.
Oh, yeah, you need it. Your body just don't know you need it.
So
then they put that mask on you, and every time it makes you take a breath.
Speaking of that, I spent the longest night I've ever spent, two nights ago?
It came off, didn't it?
No. I don't know what was wrong. I was watching TV, and my wife said, are you sleeping? I said, I was, till you woke me up. She said, well, go get in bed. So I turned the TV off, went and got in bed. And it was 10 after 6 in the afternoon.
Well, in fairness, that's pitch black dark.
Well, no. Well, it's dark, but I mean, still, okay, I went and got in bed.
The longest night of your life started at 6.
So look. I wake up and look over there, and the clock says 11 o'clock. It was Sunday, Sunday morning. I thought, no, it ain't Sunday morning.
Saturday night?
Yeah, it's Saturday night. My wife, when I got up, turned my machine off, took my CPAP off and all that, she said, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm going to get up. I said, but I don't know why. I've already missed church. And she said, it ain't 11 o'clock at night, dummy, Saturday night. I said, oh, okay. Couldn't go back to sleep, so I laid there and told me, oh, this night, is it ever going in?
You was looking for a poker game, man.
No. Kept I was sitting there up. Like 6 o'clock in the morning, looking at the clock, talking about, is daylight ever going to daylight?
No, ain't going
to
do it.
So then I went to sleep and woke up about 9:20. I said, oh, now I got to rush to get to church.
You were in bed from 6 o'clock till 9:20?
Yeah.
That's 15 hours.
I've slept 24 hours in a row and never moved.
Yeah. That's a long, that is a long night.
I was like Rip Van Winkle. I lost a day. I said, wait a minute.
I lost an hour.
My wife said, it's Tuesday. I said,
I think you gained
where did Monday go? She said, you spent it in bed.
So I just spent more time in bed in a day than I've had in 2 weeks.
I was about to say, you and Martin on the exact opposite week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm happy for you. Most people be jealous or mad. I'm happy for you.
Once in a while, I just get run down. Mm-hmm. And hey, I just got to go sleep it off and get back up on, you know, then get back up. Tell me, oh, boy, I must have really need that. I was in bed 18 hours. And slept.
Praise
18
the Lord
hours.
For Woo. That. Praise the you Lord know, for that.
Think about sleeping 18 hours.
I could not imagine.
I was so caught up that I didn't even yawn for like a month. I'm serious. I done caught up everything.
I've heard everything.
You tired? I hadn't yawned in a month.
Hey, yeah.
What's that tell you?
Well, let's take another break. The rest of us will get our yawns out during this.
You just got to recharge.
We watched, because that Avatar movie's coming out. I hadn't watched it in I don't know how long.
What movie?
Avatar. Have you
Avatar?
Seen it?
Yeah, it is. A good, film, what do they call it?
Special effects.
Yeah. Yeah, they had some.
CGI?
Yeah, they had some super special
effects.
That
was pretty, yeah, I was looking at it. It was wild.
Yeah. Huh?
Avatar.
Oh, I've never seen it.
Oh, you never seen it? Just for the special effects.
I went on some ride at Disney World that confused me because I'd never seen it.
Did you go inside Home Tree?
They're living in the trees.
Mm-hmm. I didn't understand what was happening.
To the trees.
And now he's fixing to have one come out. I think it's going to be like ocean stuff.
Oh.
What?
Like fish and in the ocean water or something.
Oh, they're going PBS, boys.
Oh, boy, you watching any good PBS lately?
No.
Ooh, I did watch Nature the other night. It was about wild cats.
Were there any black ones on there?
I can't believe Si ain't brought that up.
Oh, I've watched it. I've watched it.
Huh?
I've watched the ones about cats.
The one about South Texas cats?
Ooh, no, maybe I didn't get that one.
Where they had the elusive black Jaguarundi.
The Jaguarundi boys.
And the American ocelot or something like that.
And yeah, there was a large black cat in South Texas?
He wasn't in South Texas. He's in Mexico.
Oh, yeah, jaguar.
And so he could walk here?
Yeah.
They're coming north.
Of
course, they went through all the problems with habitat not being able to be connected and why that's statistically an improbability. Not impossible. It's improbable.
There's just no forest between here and
you say there's a chance.
Hey, that's it, boy. Jim Carrey.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah.
I watched it and I was laughing the whole time thinking, Si is sitting here watching this. It was PBS, it was Nature, and I was like, I can't wait to hear what he remembers about
this.
They
need to. I'm serious. You know, I love the way the human race does stuff. Because you would figure, if you Google big cats,
I'm in charge of this part.
If you Google big cats, you would. What's the king? Who's the king of the jungle?
The mighty lion, right?
The big lion. Hey, he wasn't even mentioned.
His name's MG.
I told Christine. I said, "Hey, Google black panther." Okay,
it's
and look,
sleepy.
There was five of them come up.
Wow!
Jaguar, leopard, tiger, black panther, and then one more.
Lynx.
Now, all right, but you talking about. You know what the prettiest cat is, in my humble opinion?
Tiger.
Sweet pea.
No.
It's got to be a tiger.
No.
Oh, come on. It's a tiger.
No, it's the snow leopard.
Oh?
Well.
No.
It's a good argument to be had.
Hey, the snow leopard is drop-dead gorgeous.
Oh, he's just white.
Oh, no. He's beautiful. He's got all different colors. And look, his paws are about this big around.
How big?
They ain't that big. Yeah, they are.
That's a dinner plate.
I know, but he lives in the Arctic and Antarctic. Okay. And it's perfect snowshoes. He don't have to have snowshoes. He's got them. The Almighty made him that way. But look how pretty that thing is. Mm.
Those are pretty cats.
Look at all them.
We should get you.
Look at how the colors and all the spots and stuff.
We should get you a.
I'd like to have a pet one.
Yeah, that's what I think you need a pet.
Hold on.
Large cat.
Hey, a
ferocious
pet,
beast.
A pet.
You can afford one.
Last time a crazy man thought that was a good idea, they made a Netflix documentary about him.
Yeah, he got eight.
And let me just say the world loved it.
He got eight.
No.
Well, we were disturbed by it, but we couldn't take our eyes off of it.
Yeah,
we could. About 30 minutes into it.
You didn't even stay around long enough to see our shirts.
You beat me. I've
seen enough.
He said he's seen enough.
Apparently, our fans in Oklahoma were big fans of the Joe Exotic Zoo, whatever.
I'm just saying, I would have gone. If it was within an hour, your boy would have spent a Saturday there.
But you got kids. You took them kids to see.
Even if I didn't, I would have spent a Saturday.
Hey, you know what word gets shorter when you add two letters?
Short.
Short.
Winner.
You beat me to the punchline, Martin.
Short.
But I think, Si, you're to the point where you probably have enough money to build like a large cage and have you a big cat.
No, we tried to catch one out over on Phil's property.
You try? Huh?
Oh, yeah. Me and Stone set out a big trap.
There's a lot of noise happening.
No. Especially
I was just highlighting American-made products and American
that
flag.
That snow leopard reminds me of that big, giant bobcat that we had on camera.
Were you going to keep the bobcat? And have
no, we just wanted to see, to catch him so we could actually study him. Because he looked like a monster.
Study him. Yeah, right.
Okay, no, I'm serious.
Were you going to study
but,
him?
Hey, look, we had a chicken in the cage in a big trap. And here's what got me. I know there's fox out there by a bunch of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's coyotes. We never caught nothing on the trail cam. And we had it out for a month. Nothing ever come up there to bother that chicken.
Yeah. Which is, you probably should have let Phil set the trap.
Which is crazy. Hey, no.
He more of a trapper than you and Stone ever thought about.
Well, that's true. Okay. Yeah. They run a trap line.
Yeah. Him out there in a big metal cage and shocked that something wild didn't walk in that metal cage.
Well, no, I'm just surprised that they nothing walked by to check it out.
Well, no. At Star Wars or Star Trek, it's a trap.
It's a trap.
I mean, you look at that from a distance.
And, Wars.
Yeah, I couldn't remember which one it was.
I'm the resident.
You had a 50-50 chance.
Yeah.
Hey, look.
It's a trap.
Well, hey, I thought that, the smell of the chicken, because, hey, chicken stink. And come up here and investigate.
And they taste delicious.
No. Hey, well, hey, they didn't know.
And so backstrap tastes delicious, too.
They said to him, well, trap.
Yeah, it's a trap.
But if you could build like a big, nice cage in your backyard, like a zoo cage, and throw like steaks and hot dogs in there, what kind of cat would you?
I wouldn't.
What?
Because they're wild. Okay, so. No.
He just tried to catch one.
Well, no, I just wanted to catch one, and then we're just going to study him. I was hoping to catch that big one he had on camera, because, I mean, hey, I didn't think it was a bobcat.
What did you think it was?
I thought it was part jaguar. I'm serious. I did. He was so big, I figured he about 50-50 something.
Wow.
Yeah.
So half jaguar, half bobcat.
I can see it. Well, no. I'm just saying, hey.
Martin, what do you think?
He was a hoss now, I'm telling you.
Martin, do you disagree that it could have been half jaguar?
I don't know what I think anymore.
What do you get when you cross a rhino and an elephant?
Elephant, I know.
Ba-dum.
I knew that one.
He knew that one, boy.
Ba-dum.
I think we need to start a zoo.
Why?
Because I think we need a big cat zoo brought to you by
Family
Uncle
Feud
si.
Last night.
What?
Because the question was, if you was how did they word that? It was something like, okay, if you wanted to death wish, how would you describe your wife's legs?
Death wish?
Yeah, that was in the conversation.
If you had a death wish, How would you describe your wife's legs?
Your wife's legs. And tell me,
it's a dangerous game we're playing.
No, this is a family show.
What is your wife's legs like? Yeah, what would you compare it to?
What was number one? Stumpy?
Elephant? No, elephant.
Elephant.
Yeah,
Stumpy.
The other one was hippo. Then the last one, okay, was about eight of them. The last one was giraffe. Long-legged
That's more
heifer.
My speed.
Yeah, long-legged heifer.
I would have went with Basset Hound just in respect to Dublin. Not dog. About my wife,
hey,
just as a funny answer.
Not in there, which was weird.
That is weird.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Bloodhound.
Huh?
Well, I'm just saying, dog wasn't in there.
It's been a weird week.
Yeah.
We got Family Feud.
Y'all
got
seen the look Steve Harvey got when he had to read the question. It was hilarious.
Steve, if you're listening.
You had to be there.
Oh, you had to be there, boys.
We have an open spot for you anytime.
Yeah, we do, because we're struggling right now.
What?
What? It, boys. Hey.
Martin, what have you seen them two boys do that just you said, I didn't think they could do that?
Pee and almost hit the wall.
Well, besides
I've already talked about that.
Yeah.
Nothing. They don't do a whole lot right now.
They ain't rolling.
They lay there.
Make a few noises.
They've really found their voice.
Boys got a pair long.
They've come into their voice.
Yep.
And
what was that noise?
They don't do a whole heck of a lot.
Yeah. So. What was that noise I heard?
You know, it's we're getting there though. They eating more, and we go to the doctor tomorrow. They're a month old now. Yeah.
Me and
Brittany's talking about that. It's hard to believe they're a month old, and it's also hard to believe they're not a year old. Like. That's just kind of the time warp we're in now.
You are in a time warp.
It's like, it's
moving
fast
and it's slow at the same time.
Yeah, it is.
It's all mixed up.
Yeah, it's in overdrive and the anchor's out all at the same time. It's just it's a weird conundrum. I don't know. It just is like, wow.
But blink your eye and they'll be graduating college.
Everybody says that, but I blink my eyes and they ain't got no older.
Oh, just wait. This week I get to go to like 17 different Thanksgiving plays to watch basically 4 hours so I can be there for 5 minutes. It's the best.
That's good.
We did practice last night. Ben's is, he might have like.
What part does he play?
He might have some show business in him.
Is he a pilgrim?
Oh, boys.
No, it's a
show business.
It's Monsters, Inc. I don't really understand what's happening. But he came home and said, Dad, can you play NSYNC Bye Bye Bye? And I was like. Yes, I can, just to see what's about to happen.
How many times did you go?
No, he did it. But it's night, night, night. I don't really know what's happening, but I'm looking forward to that part. I'm not looking forward to the other people's kids for an hour and 50 minutes, but, you know.
Well, you're all heart.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure they're really looking forward to yours.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's 2 hours, and they do it by the grade, and you got to sit there the whole time.
What grades are you in?
We got first and second, which means –
How many grades are there? It starts at kindergarten?
Five. So by the time second grade's done, I'm like, oh. Well, but my nieces are in fourth grade.
Yeah, I'm about
grade,
to say, so. you got family scattered all around that.
But then I
got
to go to a different school on Wednesday. That's what you're looking forward to, Mark. But you got twins, so it's always just one.
Yeah, they're going to share the spotlight.
There it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It'll be good, though.
Hopefully they stay in the same grade the whole way through.
I don't think I've ever seen twins in different grades.
Yeah, well, there's first time for everything.
Yeah. Might as well be them old Martin boys.
It might as well be us. All right, we'll be back right after this. Well, Goblin, I just have to know something.
What do you want to know?
What does a diabetic Thanksgiving look like?
Oh, my gosh.
Have y'all considered it? Are you going to have like a W sauce soaked turkey? I mean, that ain't got no sugar in it.
I needed to have that last night on that back strap.
Well, take it with you.
Boom. Yeah. I vote you get to throw
I was talking about stinking desserts last night about that.
But it's Thanksgiving. You should be allowed to throw the rules out the window for Thanksgiving.
Nope.
You've done a good job.
Yeah, but that's a slippery slope.
Well, I'm not saying just go. Because
then Thanksgiving, then it leads into, well, I mean, it's only here the next day.
That's only Black Friday.
Yeah.
You get some turkey and you pull a stinking skin off of it and eat the innards out of it.
Why you got, well, now time out now.
That's a life I don't want
to
live.
What's that skin got to do with anything?
Oh, it's baked, ain't it?
I can or fried. Can you not have fried?
Not supposed to.
Oh.
Well.
But you can have smoked. If you throw it on the pit boss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just go.
Well, Joe Hunter wants to cook it.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
So she's going to bake it.
Okay. Just tell her leave the sugar off of it. She shouldn't have no rub on it if she's baking it.
Yeah.
She'll just be like salt, pepper, garlic if she's baking
it. I don't know. I mean, I just got to watch what I eat.
Yeah.
This ain't going to be no fun.
See, but, like dress, but like dressing, that's out.
Dressing's out.
Wait a minute. Why would dressing be out?
It's bread. It's full of bread. Gobble can't have no bread. I'm just curious on what you're thinking.
I eat some bread. I mean, you know, like on sandwiches and stuff, but that's special bread.
Yeah.
You got to buy that special. It's expensive to eat healthy.
It really is.
That's the problem.
You can weigh 700 pounds in America for $3.99.
Good grief.
If you want to.
It's called Taco Bell and Mountain Dew.
Yeah, and frozen pizzas and whatever.
How good is a frozen pizza?
So good.
Sorry.
They are good. But, I mean, I guess, is there any, like, they do everything else with cauliflower. Is there not a cauliflower dressing?
I don't know. I bet you Joe Hunter could do it if it could be done. Let me tell you, she's after that cauliflower.
Yeah.
For me.
Well, that's good. But you can have, like, green beans and that kind of stuff.
Green beans and mushrooms.
Yeah.
But you can have, like, a bite of banana caramel pie.
I could, but, you know.
It's a gateway drug, man. You can't go down that road, man.
I tell you, you know, as much as I joke about eating sweets, once you get on this deal, and after a while, after it sets in, and you know, you thinking, it ain't that much, you know, it ain't that bad not to eat. You don't crave it no more, I guess.
When it becomes a habit, it's a different thing.
I guess so.
But, yeah.
Your body just don't crave sugar when you don't eat it.
Yeah,
you know,
like it don't need it. It realizes it don't need it.
Oh, it wants it.
It wants it, but it don't need it. So
yeah,
lifestyle change. Well, get you some W sauce, dip you some turkey in it, and smile and
stop it up.
Eat outside by yourself.
Boy, they gonna have them good old Sara Lee rolls everywhere.
Covered in butter.
Oh, extra.
Extra, boy.
I'm just going to have to pass it on.
That's why I said eat outside by yourself.
I'm going to eat quick.
Or just blacken you some crappies.
I'm just going to
cook for yourself.
I got some in the freezer.
There you go.
Because they biting.
They biting you.
Like crazy.
That's good. Now, I was curious on if you had thought about that or had planned or started planning or what that would look like for you. Because you got the two holidays coming up where, like,
I know
gluttony is in almost. I mean, it's like.
I could sneak me out a back strap and doctor it up and put it on that pit boss, you know, won't nobody know about that except me.
There you go. Hey,
unless they smell.
I ain't saying.
Where's John at? Oh, he's out there in the shop.
Yeah. I ain't saying be selfish, but take care of yourself. Then you don't have to worry about it. Then you get to smile thinking about what all they missed, and they're smiling thinking about what all you missed.
They're thinking,
Yeah.
Look what I'm eating. I'm thinking, look what I just ate.
Yeah. And you're thinking, boy, I got the meat sweat.
Mama, go shoot another doe. Need more backstrap.
Mm. There you go. Okay. Well, I was wondering about that.
It's
going to
be, you just got to watch it.
Yeah.
But like I said, once it, you know, it's once you're watching what you eat, it gets to be, after a while, it's not that bad.
Yeah, like I'm fine on sweets as long as they ain't in the cabinet. But if they in the cabinet, I grab one. But if ain't there, it's the same way with like soft drinks and stuff. I don't want a Dr. Pepper unless I open my refrigerator and it's there.
It's there.
And I'm like, boy, I drink that.
Yeah, okay, let me have go ahead.
Yeah, let me go ahead and have that.
They do have some of these fudge sickles. That's Weight Watchers fudge sickles. You can have one of them. They're light on the sugar and calories and all that.
Yeah, they just took a dab of chocolate milk and added a gallon of water and froze it and see what happened.
Let me tell you, when you ain't had sweets in a long time, them almost sweets taste just as good.
Almost sweet. They light on the sugar and the flavor.
Here's a question for you. Health-wise, you feel better or... Mm-hmm.
I sure do. I'm moving around more.
You actually look good. You really do.
Well, thank you.
You do look good.
No, I'm serious. Your color's better.
My color?
Yeah.
You going to start toting the decoys again?
No. I'm in the gray beard club.
He ain't got a gray
beard. You've been there since I've known you.
Well, I know.
But you just finally got your card.
Yeah.
Finally got your card.
You got the card.
No, I imagine I'll be out there dallying in the decor. Matter of fact, I got to start getting ready. I got to go down there and look and see what's in the loft.
Oh, Stone's done changed the whole looks of that.
Man, thing. It looks good.
Yeah, he's got rid of all that
it
garbage.
Does.
Cleaned it up.
There was garbage in there?
Well, there's just a lot of junk.
It just wasn't organized.
Yeah.
It's a Robertson building.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
There was junk and garbage.
Yeah. Phil's always talking about Kay being a hoarder.
Oh boy.
Yeah, Phil got 17 pairs of waders up there and ain't none of them been watertight in 12 years.
Yeah.
I don't know what he saves them for. I guess he just can't bring himself to throw them in a dumpster.
I can't bring himself to throw them away.
And he don't ever finish a case of water. There's like cases of water with four bottles left in them laying around everywhere. I'm like, why?
Why?
Some of the stuff don't make sense. But there you go. It's hard to believe it is duck season, though. We're here.
Saturday.
Yep.
We're here.
We get to shoot ducks.
Amen.
Mostly woodies.
Take my woman out Friday night. Duck season Eve.
Mostly woodies.
Take her out to dinner, and I'll see you in the spring, Mama.
No, you'll get that text message about midnight one night, and you'll be gone. Just won't look up, see nothing but tail lights.
Yeah, and I did get a text message one year.
Yeah, left me, bailed on me at midnight. You want to tell our fans what it said?
Like I said, it's a family show.
It's 1 o'clock.
Oh, I thought this was a bad thing. It was a good thing.
It's okay. 1 o'clock.
All right.
Godwin was informed he had two jobs and he had done neither in a week. I read the text message. I was right there beside him.
That's right, boys.
And I said, well, when we finish this, the next thing I know, I see nothing but Godwin's taillights. Mm-hmm. Well, no, we finish this. He gone.
He gone.
That Viking woman said, get home, and he got home quickly. Fastest you ever made it, wasn't it?
Well, it was a good text.
It was a good text, boys.
She missed him.
Missed him a lot.
Yeah. Good to know.
And I went to sleep on Phil's couch. There you go.
All right.
We'll be back right after this. Let's get in that mail bag.
Well, Martin, are you ready?
I'm ready. What's in that mail bag, Johnny D? Hello@duckcallroom.com.
All right. I normally kind of can catch them by surprise with some stuff, but this one, I just want everyone to know I read this out loud before we recorded. And I didn't think we'd do it, but they're all telling me to read it. So we're going to take on
Johnny D's scared.
We're going to take on a doozy here.
Controversy sales, baby.
Controversy sales, and Harrison, Arkansas's got some. I don't know what to do about this. This is wild. I'm just going to read it word for word.
Go ahead.
Hello. I'm not going to use his name, but if you're from Harrison, Arkansas, you probably know. Hey, I'm from Harrison, Arkansas. I'm in a bit of a bind, as you might say. Ever since I was a child, I was very close to my first cousin. Whoop, no names. We have always been very infatuated with each other, and you might even say in love. Martin, look at me in the eyes when I'm reading this. About a year ago, we decided to put everything aside, disregard what our family members might think, and start dating. Although we have been very greatly judged by our family and community, our love runs so strong that we have decided to get married. Many people tell us we are disgusting and use hateful names towards us. I don't know what to do. Should we go through with it and have our family ridicule us? Any advice would be appreciated. I'm not equipped to handle this.
Look. Nobody is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey.
Nobody can get mad at you.
Here's the thing.
Fire away. Okay. The rest of us will be judged and scorned.
Well, hey, the Bible first, let me give you a Bible verse. Judge not, lest you be judged.
Yeah.
Okay. But, okay, within a society, okay, if you want to find out about your ancestors, you go and look at the family tree. First cousins are too close.
Wait, that's not what you said before.
Hey.
I was hoping for your life.
I'm just saying, okay. Law-wise, I'm not sure.
if it's on the books?
I looked it up.
Okay.
It's against the law.
It's against the law in Arkansas.
Okay.
And other places.
Okay. It's against the law.
It's a criminal offense in Texas. And this is all Wikipedia. I don't. You know,
well, I'm just saying, okay.
Alabama, you're good.
Roll Tide.
Yo. You know, but hey, I'm not going to judge you.
Yeah, I don't want to.
That's the bottom line. Okay. Because John 3:16-17, everybody knows about, okay, Jesus came down to save us. Okay. And look, the man that was sinless, 17 says, hey, he didn't judge us. Okay, and if anybody is qualified to judge someone, it would be the sinless Savior. Okay, so I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to judge you. All I'm going to say is, okay, in some states, it's against the law. Other states, it's okay. Yeah. So that's here's my advice to you. You know, you're going to have to answer to the Almighty one way or the other. We all are. Okay, and I'm going to leave it with that.
Martin?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I mean, I love size answer.
It's a good answer.
No.
It's we're laughing because it's kind of uncomfortable to answer. Because these are two human beings.
Have you ever left Harrison, Arkansas? I'm just curious. We've talked about it before. There's lots of fish in said sea.
Yeah.
A bunch of them. And yeah. Look, I love my cousins too. I don't love them like that. I don't know. I mean, it's just a weird dynamic for me to even ponder, because I can't ponder that, because I've never looked on my cousin with any kind of interest other than family. Like, I don't know how that gap got bridged at an early age. That's what's weird for me. I just don't know. Because apparently they've been this way for a while, if you read what he's saying. And if you're looking for us to say it's okay, hey man, you do you. I don't really know. The law in Arkansas says it ain't. The law in Alabama says it is. The law in California says it is. Two states that aren't generally on the same page. So I don't really know what to think about it.
That's a tough one.
I know they separate them calves from them cows for a reason.
And I will say, biologically speaking, if you do go through with this, there will be some issues further down the line. Like, if you decide if kids are a part of y'all's future, that is, there's things there that don't work. So just, I don't know. It's a wild one, but I don't know.
I don't think they're going to like our answer.
What you got else?
You got anything else?
What else you got?
You ain't got nothing more bizarre than that.
And I think the most important thing there that Si said, and I know we laughed a little, is but you are human beings, and we do want you to know, like, we care for you, and we don't want to see you go through stuff that's
unnecessary.
Avoidable.
It is very avoidable
stuff. Because
anything you're about to put yourself through is extremely avoidable.
That would be my thing. And he even mentioned his family ridicule him. I hope we're not coming across as ridiculing you. But
you asked.
You asked, and you're gonna get weird. That's your life, bro. If that's what you're gonna go through with.
I'm not even going to offer our fans to leave comments.
Yeah, no comments and no emails about it.
Because the internet is a rough place.
Yeah, no comments, no emails. But in good news, our friend Amy from Hooks, Texas, sent us a bunch of hot links.
Where are they at?
In my freezer in my house.
There it is, Al.
He got the other one.
What happened to the wheat?
Yeah, I know. They were all frozen together, so I got to figure out how to separate. It's like five pounds.
That's what I'd say.
I'm saying it right now. It's not like I'm trying to hide it. But Amy emailed in and said that she sent them. So, Amy, thank you so much. But she wanted me to say something about her niece, Ashley. They just had a baby. They had to put in a G tube, a feeding tube for their baby at 4 months old. And she just wanted me to give a little encouragement because I went through that with Carter and I've made jokes about it. And, you know, now we laugh about it. At the time, it was super scary. There's nothing like putting a baby in a little swing seat and holding up a tube to run milk into them. So she asked if I could say, hey, if you're going to send me hot links, I'll do whatever you say because I'm a hungry guy that likes hot dogs. But I would just tell this parents, like, it's nothing. There's nothing you could have done differently to avoid anything like that. It's just the hand you were dealt. And that is a long road, but it's one you just take one day at a time. And you get used to it. And I'll be honest, there's some weird benefits to it that Martin didn't have because his kids cry at night. And I just plugged mine in and let him sleep all night because he got fed all night. So I would tell Ashley and her husband and their baby, it's tough, but be thankful you live in a world where they done figured out how to
take care of it,
take care of something that in the long run just leaves a scar on a belly.
I about to say most of the time in those cases, it's temporary.
Yeah.
So it's just a
– Carter had his
for a means to an end.
Carter used his for a year. We kept it in for a long time after, like another year probably. And just a heads up, when they take it out, call me. You're going to need some advice then. That's the weirdest part of the whole deal. But it's not that bad, and it's a wild ride. But life's weird, and we all need advice.
There you go.
So there's what I got.
And encouragement.
And encouragement. Yeah, and I will say, though, because Carter has a rare syndrome known as Klippel-Feil, and we go see a doctor about it all the time. It's about, like, fused bones and stuff. No big deal. But back to our first email, the geneticists always ask us, are y'all cousins? So something to think about, man. They ask that for a reason. Anyway, anybody got Bible verse for this weird episode?
There's something about marrying cousins in there?
Nah, I looked it up. There is something in Leviticus that says close relatives or nay nay.
That's BC.
But the reason he did that was for health purposes. You know, Lord knew, like, hey, that ain't going to end well, bro. Sorry, I was so into the emails, I didn't have a Bible verse ready.
What Big Dave hit you with this morning?
That's a great idea. Let's click.
He's way smarter than we are.
Yeah.
Big Dave's Bible. Look, I haven't even read it this morning.
There you go. Look, it's new to you.
This is going to be new to me because this is a morning episode.
Joy comes in the morning.
Here it is. Let's see. 5:44 this morning. I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples, for great is your love, reaching to your heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Psalms. Psalm 57, 9 and 10. Mm. Praise God for his great love.
That's it.
Amen to that. All right.
We'll leave you with that, folks.
We'll see y'all next time right here if we don't talk to you before. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Hey, next episode's
awesome. Happy Turkey Day.